Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hello. This is Brenda. Who's calling?
Lee.
Lee.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning, Lee. Russ is on this morning.
It's Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Good morning.
This is Mary Lou.
Oh, good morning, Mary Lou.
It seems like
everyone just got in just now.
No, I've been in for about 9 minutes. I have too, and I couldn't hear anybody.
It was just music for about 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. We must have had a glitch with the phone. Are you there?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm still. Oh, okay. How is everybody today?
Just fine.
Well. Is there anything you would like to discuss this morning? Anything on your mind?
Looks like we're blank.
The blank. You know, I don't know if we discussed the nutrition from the conference this week, because I was not able to be on all of the two calls. I was on part of them, but not all of them. I was just wondering if we had. I remember one thing I wanted to mention and see what you guys thought about was, I don't know if Char brought up the fact that they had said, one statement stuck out in my mind there when one of the people was talking about nutrition and some of our nutritions, and they were talking about the digestion. And they said, in reference to the enzymes in our stomach that and what you eat, the things that break down, the shorter the shelf life of the item you eat, the longer your life. And the longer the shelf life of the item that we eat, the shorter your life. Had anyone mentioned that?
Not that I heard.
Me either.
That really stuck out to me. That was so interesting. Because the more enzymes in the food, the easier it digests, and the less length it lasts on the shelf. The longer that it lasts on the shelf, the enzymes have been removed from the item. And so the more you eat that has a longer shelf life, the shorter your life. And the more you eat that has a shorter shelf life, the longer your life.
I guess that goes back to the preservatives.
Preservatives what they were talking, though, more about was the enzymes being removed from the foods, like your flour. When I go to the health food store to get whole grain flour, they have it refrigerated because they told me in the health food store that the wheat germ and the enzymes and all are still in that whole grain flour, and it will turn rancid if it's left on the shelf. So they take all of that out of your flour that they put on the shelf so that it will keep longer.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting because they were talking about the digestion, nutrition, being our enzymes, and the length of time that enzymes stay in our stomach, and as we get older. Do you remember, Mary Lou, how many years?
I bet
7 years and so much percentage of drop of enzymes come from our
Did they say seven?
I thought it was 7 years, and what was the percentage?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go back to my notes maybe, but it indicated that the older you were, the more enzymes you had to have because you don't your system doesn't hold them or doesn't digest them. Which is it, Brenda?
Doesn't make them.
Doesn't make them, that's it.
make them anymore, and the enzymes digest our food and allow for the nutrients to be absorbed into our body. So we stop making them as much, so therefore we need more enzymes, which makes so much sense when you hear about people having so much lack of nutrition absorption and so much stomach problems. I just was floored. I went, wow, because I've had stomach problems every few years, so my stomach problems get a little bit worse, and I have to be more careful about what I eat. And I've noticed that when I go to more fruits and vegetables, I feel better, which would make sense in regard to this.
So that it sounds like they're encouraging, especially as we get older, encouraging us to use the digestion enzyme product from NiCan, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Because I've never used it. I've never found a need to. But it sounds like they are suggesting that we add it.
It sounded really important when I was listening, and I don't know if I got all the notes. They're going to have that science web up where they break down everything and explain it more.
Uh-huh.
But the digestion complex 4.20, it really did sound very important.
What is
because
it?
When you have the right amount of enzymes in your gut, then it also allows your nutrition to be absorbed.
Mm.
So they also did mention the pancreas breaking down. The pancreas reduces the amount of enzymes it allows with every 7 years. And it was a percentage like 17% less. So that was like, that's why teenagers can usually consume anything and everything. But now that I'm 50, I can't.
Say that about the pancreas reducing what?
It reduces the amount of enzymes that your stomach puts out.
Okay. Wow.
Brenda, I copied off the letter that was sent out by Katie's dear. I think it came from Shaw. And it was a printout, and it goes back to this when I reread it last night. It said, the new Kinzen Digestion Complex 420 features 20 natural digestive enzymes that act on all four different types of micronutrients, fats, proteins, carbohydrates, and fibers. And that number, you know, it gets a number of what the product was. So I'm thinking that's why they revised all of our nutritionals.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's 420, huh? Because it works on all four different types of foods,
uh-huh.
And there are 20 enzymes in it.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because that was important in the fact that a lot of them may work on one type of enzyme, but this actually will help to break down the fats even.
That email that I got, y'all need to print it out and look back, because it talks about each one of them. It says, convention was a powerful first-class experience. It starts off with that. And
is that from Kathy Zier? I think that may be the one from Kathy Zier that I may have sent you, Mary Lou.
Okay, was it from, that's what you sent to me then. Thank you.
I think. I'm not sure.
But did you send it to everybody? I haven't checked my email.
I probably sent it to Shar. I don't have everybody on my. I don't have a list of everybody. I just have a few. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think I sent it to Shar. And actually, I've gotten it twice. So there are other people circulating it, yeah.
Well, it was great because it concisely makes that one statement about each item. So it would be good.
Yeah.
To have.
Yeah. And. Oh, here
it might be an attachment for Vance's call this week. I think maybe that's the second place I saw it. Check your message from Vance for his call this week. I
uh-huh.
think that may be where it was attached also.
Well, it is. The digestion really stood out. I found my notes on that. That's where I wrote the short shelf life, the long
mm-hmm.
life, long shelf life, short life, because I thought that was pretty prophetic. It's also plant-based enzymes. They said that was very important.
I did stress when she was talking on Monday how she kept hearing plant-based and vegan and vegetarian so much this time.
It was very good in that. Also, in digestion, the body takes less time to recognize the energy if it has plenty of enzymes in it. So when you have a veggie source and there are more enzymes, you don't get so exhausted after the digestion process. Because you have more enzymes, you require less energy to break it down. That was pretty interesting, too.
What will you take, 1-3 times a day? Is that how it's supposed to be used?
I don't know.
Okay.
We didn't get any information on how many times a day. We'd have to look that up. I'm sure it says on the website under each nutritional.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask them questions about colitis.
Mm-hmm.
And different items like that, because it seems like there's so many people having digestive problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that they're eating things with lots of long shelf life and not getting any enzymes in their stomach.
Well, if you're eating a lot of, as somebody brought up, a lot of preserved foods,
mm-hmm.
there's no enzymes in there to begin with. It's all garbage.
It's all garbage. And it takes a lot of energy to digest that food. So that was something that was pretty interesting to me and on my mind. And I wanted to find out how everybody else, what kind of ideas you get from it. Anyway, that's that. Pineapple, what is in there? Pineapple, papaya, different foods we might eat. And the new simplicity of the way that they lay out how you do your nutrition. Have you looked at that? With the core in the middle, and then the 5 different areas around the outside.
Where did you find that, Brenda, online?
That's online. That's a whole new way that they say this is the approach to look at your nutrition, your food, your nutritionals that you take. And Mary Lou and I were talking just the night before and saying, you know, if it could just be a little simpler to describe. And they showed this, and I was just blown away because I showed it to Lisa at work yesterday, and she was blown away because it makes it so simple to look at a core in the middle with 5 circles around the outside. And your core is your daily 4 minerals, vitamins, that one, the new one there, and jade greenzymes, Viaga. And then what your weight is around the outside of that, your body balance, or just how you eat, because that's most important. I really liked that for our group because we're right on there. And then the 5 different circles around the outside, you go to whatever you feel is the most important to you. Cardiovascular, immune, skeletal, nervous system, or the gastrointestinal. And the key items that fit each one of those is in each one of those areas. So first you start with your core nutrition, and then say, like me with high blood pressure, my interest would be cardiovascular. The new omega green is in that category. So you just go, oh, here, okay, that can be my extra. I really like that because it makes it simple. How does that sound to you? Is that making any sense?
They're probably going to need to see that sheet to be able to see how easy it looks and how great it looks. to see what's in the core. Tell them what's in the core, and then they go from there.
Yeah, there's only like two or three items in each category. So your core is in the middle. If you think of a circle, your core is in the middle, and then sticking out from that circle, you'll have your skeletal or your osteodens, or what's with osteodens? Joint?
Probably calcium.
Calcium and joint. And, you know, or your gastrointestinal would be your enzymes. Okay.
And your lactoferrin, right?
And your is lactoferrin under that? Yeah, lactoferrin. So it makes it pretty simple to be able to go and say, okay, first I'm going to start with my basics, and then what else do I do? What's more important to me? Where do I want to go from here? So we're not just grabbing and taking and guessing. It makes it more, well, I'm visual, so it makes it more visual for me to take a look at it and go, oh. I showed it to Lisa, my friend, and she just picked up on it, like, instantly. So if you have a website and you can go take a look at that circle, at the way that they've laid out where to go on the nutritional. Does it sound interesting to anybody that it might help you out?
Yes, this is Darlene. I think that's going to help a lot of people out because a lot of people are visual.
Yeah. And I think it's going to keep you from having to guess on so many things.
Sounds like it made it very user-friendly.
Very, very much so. I was excited about it. I thought, wow. Wow, that works.
Is that right under the front of the website, or is that you have to look for it?
I saw it on the website yesterday, but I haven't been on the website yet. I haven't had much time for going on the website since I've been home. Lisa went on the website, pulled up the page, and I was sitting next to her. So I don't know which page it was on.
Mm.
I think you go on the front of the website, you go to nutrition,
Okay. Punch
on it, and it comes right up. And it's very easy and self-explanatory. So they said even in describing all of Vekin, it's the place to begin. Go to the core, then add whatever your specific needs are, and then from there go out to hit the specifics that you may need in sleep, air, water, from there. So it takes you into a good starting place. I liked it. I thought it was really good.
I really think that this Kathy Zier's little statements are really good in that email, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are nice and they go right to the point.
She puts it together nicely, usually.
It's really good. And I think you could hand that printout to somebody and they could read it with the visual deal, and it's going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds good. I've got to get that.
It really is. There's one statement up here, and I'm thinking it's coming on this email, coming from possibly on the second page. The True Element Pack includes the True Element. So I'm thinking that says that products will be available individually in January 1st. So I'm thinking that's referring to the all of the cosmetics. But I'm guessing all the rest of this is going to be available on the nutritionals.
I wonder if that's the samples.
Don't know.
Oh.
I couldn't understand that. And I thought, well, y'all interpret it with that. But I feel like, because I was under the impression, and, you know, sometimes we can assume things, that all of these things were pretty much ready, and as you ordered something, they would be shipped on out on these nutritionals, that they had been making this changeover and getting ready for it with that. And I really observed as they were giving showing the pictures and everything, I had just gotten one package of lactoferrin go right before I left to go, and it looked very similar. So the packaging and everything was just ready to go right ahead, you know.
So they're changing the lacto also?
No, they didn't change the wrapper. It was the color of the tablets. My tablets have always been a yellow.
Orange.
And now then they were, this one was more orange, it was oranger looking than my other ones had been.
That happened once before, and it had to do with...
Patch they made up or something?
No, I think it was like the beta carotene. It was coming from a little bit different source. I think that's what they explained. I mean, it was a minute change in the color.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed it as soon as I opened, but I haven't noticed a change since then.
Well, I just happened to get that one package, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so.
I had heard once that Whole Foods can change their color because of the different elements of where they're when they're grown, and because they're real Whole Foods. And
well, sometimes you can cut into a sweet potato versus a yam, and they're different colors, or you know, different shade of the same color. So that may have varying.
Yeah. So, but that's all I had on my mind today. Is there anything else on that you'd like to discuss or make a comment on or questions to ask or recipes to share? I don't have any recipes.
Yeah, this is Darlene. On the multiple vitamin pack that we're taking, that one was changed too.
Yeah, that's a single tablet now, and that really excited me too because it's a single tablet. And we did read that you take four of those a day, so I figured, you know, morning, noon, night, bed. And he said, now don't get all excited and worry that it's going to go right through you because it is a tablet and it's time released. So it'll last longer in you as it slowly digests and continues to give you the nourishment throughout the day, but it won't just go right through you. It's made to time release.
Oh,
and it's not a capsule, the veggie cap, because the veggie cap dissolves and you get all of it instantly, so it's not time release, where this tablet is more time release.
Four in our packet, from five in our packet to four throughout the day.
Right.
Okay.
And they put the fruit and veggie into this, too.
Don't need to take those anymore, okay.
No, it's added into this basic four.
It'll be interesting to see how they change the pack that comes with the Siaga, Jade, Lacto, and fruit and veggie. If they change that now, because we won't need the fruit and veggie capsules.
Which makes it great, because you have fewer things that you have to think about and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It simplifies it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it just makes it so much better in the basic four when it's put in there together.
But see, then that makes you take in the Kenzen Omega Green, plus the DHA, because that's where you're going to get your one that we used to get in the packet that was a fish oil.
Right.
It's going to be there. So that's going to make it better with our digestive systems if you have problems like I have.
It seems much more simplified. And
now will they be shipping the older pack until they run out, or what are they doing? Or do you have the option, I guess, on auto ship?
They said this is available now. That's what they kept saying.
Oh.
We have it. It's available.
All right.
I think they said they never addressed your question that I heard. Maybe Brenda heard it. But they never addressed, like, when they would run out or what they did. They said everybody, but don't quote me till you hear, I mean, don't do this. They'll probably send you out a notice. I mean, don't take my word for it, but they indicated that by a certain date in November, everybody would change their auto ship. Isn't that the way they said it, Brenda?
It sounded like that to me, and I agree, Mary Lou. They didn't really address that. If they have extra, maybe they'll put it on a special price for it. I don't know.
I think they've been letting it probably dwindle down in their stock, so that, because it sounds like they were really ready to go with this.
Yeah. Was anything said about the liver support, the thing that you take the first thing in the morning?
I don't recall anything being said about that, because there's some things that haven't changed at all.
Well, that's one of them that isn't changing. That's what I haven't heard any mention of it, so I just wondered.
Why do you take it first thing in the morning, Lee?
Because of the pills I take to clean out my liver.
Hmm.
And one time, just to show you how good it is, I was taking some pills to doctor. Anyway, my liver enzymes were way up, and my doctor called me, said, get off of everything, you know, that you're on. So I, of course, called Dr. Moskos and said, what should I do? He says, well, go ahead and take your 3 liver in the morning. He said, but increase it to 3 liver at nighttime also.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 weeks, I was back to normal.
So you take it like a half hour before you eat?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you still taking 6?
No. Oh, no. I only did that for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And my doctor was amazed that my liver was back to normal. It was just fine. And it's amazing, too. I've checked on the kinesiology, and Tom only needs 2, and I need 3.
Are you also taking the cleanse?
Oh, yeah. But I've gotten that. I've never been off of the cleanse.
When do you take it?
I even asked the question on a conference call, and said, you know, I'm on it because of different things I take, and he said, oh, you can be on that for years. Don't worry about it.
When do you take
it? I am down to just 1 a night.
You take it at night?
Yeah, I am down to 1 at night.
You don't take it at the same time as you take the liver support?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I take that just at nighttime. But one thing, it's amazing, you know, when they talk about all the medications and the different, you know, the things we need to take and all, I got off of codeine, and what a difference. I mean, that made a tremendous difference.
Wow. What do you mean it made a tremendous difference?
I was having to take 3 stool softeners. I was taking laxatives every other day. And it was just really something. The magnets have helped me. I don't want to give anyone the wrong impression. The magnets have helped me tremendously. I got off of 40 years of taking allergy pills. Headaches are better. My fibromyalgia better. I have Paget's disease. And I think that may be. But I think because I've had 17 surgeries before I got into NECAN, I don't think that people with fibromyalgia that I've heard tremendous stories. I mean, I'm doing great, but I still am on some pills because I do still just have pain, but not near as severe. And I tried going to Dr. Moskos as a chiropractor even, and still nothing works really as good as the magnets do, sleeping on the magnets. And I have to wear a back one 24 hours a day, but boy, getting off that codeine was just, oh, what a difference.
Pain pills notoriously constipate.
Right. Well, the codeine, the one does. I have one that isn't quite that way, and it is not as bad as the codeine was. I mean, the codeine, I just couldn't believe the difference.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't help anymore either.
Bonnie said that she spoke with the guy who does the nutrition, and she asked him about the liver. And he told her that people overuse that. That's one thing you don't have to overuse.
So why I check it with kinesiology.
Right. Yeah.
For support, right?
I think that from what I'm seeing and looking back in my notes and stuff, like the basic 4 says that it's extracts of superfoods, that we should watch what they come out with and tell us about these nutritions, because they're really good, and we may not have to be taking as many as we thought we were, or so it's a simple change. It's organic and super, but I want to keep watching what they tell us about each thing and how they work.
Did you say that that new one has 3, 6, and 9 in it?
Amazing thing. I guess, yes.
One thing about the liver, when the joint came out, it was strongly recommended if you are using the joint to also use the liver support.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was recommended to take it at the same time if you take the joint.
I take the joint throughout the day, so no.
Yeah, I was told to take it with the liver.
That I have not heard.
But I'm not taking the joint. It doesn't do that much good.
I just sketched down immunity and liver, 14 mushrooms. So they're saying it's in that. They went so fast through all this. Really, really fast. They were talking at lightning speed. So we have to take a look at what they show us and go to their science web that they're going to be putting up if we want to know more. But it looks pretty simple, too. Even though there's a lot to know, they said you don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to know all that. Just know your basic stuff about you take this, this, and this, you know, unless we want to be a scientist and know why what's happening, especially with our change of what we've understood before. Mental clarity for the nervous system. They said if for your nervous system, use mental clarity. And they went more into that, which I didn't get, and I thought, oh, I got to know more about this later.
You must have forgotten to take your mental clarity that day.
I don't really take mental clarity, but boy, am I gonna. And especially with me studying the Z Health with the joint mobility,
mm-hmm.
because that goes so much with the nervous system. The nervous system is throughout the entire body and all your movement. So I'm thinking, huh, that might have a whole lot more than just remembering things to go on with your body.
Interesting, yeah. We don't realize what we're taking.
So mm-hmm.
The benefits
yeah.
we're getting, yeah.
I feel as if this mental clarity would make a big difference, and they kept talking about that so many diseases out there have to do with the autoimmune system. And so there we are, right on target, you know, now.
Looking mental clarity?
Uh-huh. I haven't been taking it either.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like the fibromyalgia and the pain that we get from everything, that's the receptors in our nervous system going back to our mental clarity, back to our nervous system in our brain. So, big question.
This is Darlene with on the fibromyalgia. I remember
yeah.
when Dr. Gordon Peterson was up here in Reading and was talking about his wife and I guess his mother-in-law who had the fibromyalgia. But he was saying that his wife was doing absolutely wonderful unless she got a little bit of sugar.
Really?
If she got sugar, then it just caused her all the pain all over again.
You're talking about sugar, not mm-hmm. like in food or something.
Mm-hmm. No, just sugar,
wow.
candy or something like that, you know.
Mm.
But he said that she really had to watch that. As long as she kept the sugar out of her diet, she didn't have the pain.
Isn't that amazing?
And that always stuck with me because I think, you know, that's one of the first things a lot of people with fibromyalgia say is that they have that constant pain.
Mm.
And it was really interesting what he had said. So those things that stays with you.
That's dramatic.
Yeah, pretty dramatic. So we have a lot of, we have some amazing stuff at our fingertips. And what a blessing to be able to have this and to change our life.
Yeah, while we're on it, what about those new little magnets? I wasn't able to go to the convention, so I'm just looking at it on the computer, but are those just disposable, or
don't they last for a length of time or what?
We kept asking that. No, the adhesive is disposable, and it comes with extra adhesive that goes on it. But it's 14 karat gold plated, so it will last longer. And the adhesive, they say, will last for a while. You can shower with it on, and then when they get gross, you peel them off and put a new adhesive on them.
They only lasted 3 days.
What, lasted 3 days?
I thought someone said yesterday that they only, it lasted about 3 days, keeping it on for about 3 days.
Will we be able to buy like a package of 50 of the adhesives, do you think?
I don't know. I haven't, there's supposed to be 10 in the package that it comes with.
Yeah.
10 extras. That would be really nice if we are able to buy an extra package of adhesives. I know that when I was on the airplane, the lady that was sitting across from me had been to the convention.
Oh.
And she told me that at midnight, she got up and tripped over a footstool and fell and slammed her head on the floor.
Ooh.
And she had a big knot across her head where she hit her head. She had one of them taped on her eyebrow. And I couldn't even hardly see it. It was great. She said, and it... but the swelling is a lot down and it's not throbbing anymore. It was pretty interesting to see that. And I thought, what else could you tape on your eyebrow?
I fell a number of years ago and did the same thing with my eyebrow and my upper lip. Immediately put a mini on both, and on the lip I could literally feel the swelling going down. Because, you know, you can feel it with your tongue.
Huh?
I didn't feel it on my eyebrow, but I certainly did on my tongue. And by the time I came home, the swelling on both was gone.
Wow. Just so simple and little and cool. I'm really excited about those. I think they're going to be fun.
It's better than the surgical stage, yeah.
I think they said something about that if you massaged it, you could get a certain feeling or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to send out more energy, too. That's what the website says. So, because of the little balls on it, the way it moves the energy. Maybe it's like rolling your little palm, little...
I was wondering if it's fashion kind of like the power mag, you know, to where the magnetic field all different ways.
Yeah. So, really cool to be able to just tape it on and not very visible. It's not saying, hey, look at me, I have something taped on me.
And if it does, that's good too, because then people will ask, what's going on with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Good advertising.
How small are they? Are they just like a half inch or...
What did it say, 5/17 of an inch? I figure they're about the size of the tip of your pinky finger, maybe.
So they're smaller than the mini?
They're real tiny.
Oh, okay.
They almost look like they're going to be tiny, tiny.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
Like the end of an expo pen.
Oh, my.
You know, the cap.
But they have more gauze than the mini, correct?
750.
Wait, I forget what's in the mini.
750 cows?
250?
But they're pretty powerful little suckers because they gave us two, and I put them in my empty makeup bag inside my purse so I would not lose them. And the next morning I went to use my ATM card and it did nothing. And then I used my other ATM card and it did nothing.
Not a good place to put it.
I just think they will be great because I've always been using a mini up on my shoulder and sticking it on with tape, and then if, you know, it would stick out because one time if I didn't put enough tape, I lost a super magnet and another mini. So I think this is going to be the greatest for people and such a calling card to explain to them and let them try one of them and not be, you know, shelling out $21 when they don't believe in magnets.
Yeah.
Yeah, now when somebody was saying they were like good for 3 days, is that just the adhesive or the little magnet itself?
No, I thought I heard that the adhesive was good for about 3 days.
Oh, okay, that makes probably more sense, yeah. It probably depends on how much you use the wear on it or something.
I got disconnected.
Oh.
So I was just saying, don't put those in your purse.
What can you put around those so that they don't go into something else? Because somebody had told me that, you know, magnets would not be strong over time. And then I was told again while I was down yonder that that was not so. But
yeah. I was told a long time ago by many that in 100 years, the magnets would not lose less than 1% unless they're near something, you know, that demagnetizes. But that they do not lose any of their strength.
What we really need is something to encase our credit cards with.
So really, you know,
you can used to have one.
Something that we can put our credit card case into.
Yeah.
I have all my cards in a little case, and something to, you know, if that would become, and I think you need something that's kind of lead or something.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you have a magnet safe wallet.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have those lead things that you put your film in years ago.
Mm.
I wonder if something like that.
Well, they used to have magnet safe wallets.
Yeah.
Used to have what? Magnet safe wallets.
Oh.
More for men.
Okay.
I've heard of occasionally when people, you know, with magnetic clasp on some of the purses, has even drained some credit cards or something.
Oh my, I never heard that.
I've never had that happen, so.
Uh-uh.
It is. Yeah, well, don't put it in your purse. Or you'll be stuck like me. Well, are there any other questions or comments or thoughts? It's about 8 o'clock here now.
Good call, Brendan. Good information.
Well, thank you.
Very good. And Brenda, can you give me, when you get through, I need your phone number. I lost my little pad.
209. Well,
before you leave the call.
It's 209-602-4554.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, if there's no more questions or thoughts, we'll just have to say goodbye then today and hope to hear from everybody again tomorrow with some new thoughts and ideas.
Bye.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you for calling, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.